Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. I am going to tell you about Stagecoach Mary, and it's a wonderful story. For me, it's the message of try a thing. You never know what will happen. Throw your hat in the ring.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Stagecoach Mary was actually named Mary Fields, and she was born a slave and freed and worked in the home of a judge in Tennessee until the wife died and judge couldn't take care of kids. So they sent kids to family somewhere else. She took the kids on that trip and met Mother Mary Amadeus when she got there and ended up being linked with Mother Mary Amadeus for a lot of her life. Okay. She dropped the kids off with family and then stayed with Mother Mary until Mother Amadeus went to Montana. She got sick and Mary followed her to take care of her. So they must have known each other long enough to develop some kind of bond and connection. Mary ended up staying with her in Montana and working, and she became pretty well known in the community. The Native Americans called her White Crow because she acted like a white woman, but she was black because she had been so long in the company of a white home. It sounds like with not a lot of other peers around, the white family were her peers. And so she was an anomaly in that community. The white people also did not know what to do with her. They said she drinks whiskey and she swears and she is a Republican, which makes her a low, foul creature. And no commentary on political views. I don't know what that looked like at this time period. This is in the late 1880s. I think things have shifted.
Yeah, a little bit.
So she stood out in her community, was a really interesting person, and she stayed and worked for a long time. She actually seems to have been somewhat beloved, but also stood out in 1894 after several complaints and an incident with a disgruntled man. Things ended in gunplay. She was also, although she was beloved enough that when laws changed where women couldn't be in the saloon, she was granted clemency. She could go in still. But my favorite thing about Mary Fields in her exciting, interesting life is that she is the first African-American female star route mail carrier in the U.S. Star routes were not directly government employees. They were contract work. So you bid for the contract and then you could have people running it for you. You supervised it. You had to make sure the work got done, but you didn't have to do it. Oh. She did all the work. And the way she got this job is in 1895, she was almost 60, but she was hired for this star route because she was the fastest applicant to hitch a team of 6 horses. That's how she won.
At the age of 60?
That's right.
Badass.
Right? Go Mary. And so she served 2 terms, approximately 8 years, I believe. They were 4-year terms. She drove a horse team with a mule named Moses on it and never missed a day. Her reliability is what got her the name Stagecoach Mary. Never snow too deep for her. Sometimes she delivered the mail on her shoulders on snowshoes.
Wow.
She retired at 71, but continued to babysit in the Cascades and operated a laundry service from her home. She actually died in 1914 in Great Falls.
Wow.
That's the story of Stagecoach Mary.
What an anomaly in her time.
I mean,
here you have a black woman in Montana where there were probably very few black people at all.
Mm-hmm.
And no one knows how to relate to her, you know?
Yes, yeah, so she doesn't have any except for Mother Amadeus. That's her good connection.
Mm-hmm. You know, these historical people really make me feel like I'm slacking.
I was just thinking that reliability with not a lot of expectation, just she knew she had to make life work. And so she did.
Wow.
And she did it well with excellence, not just skating by.
Yeah. You know?
And a lot of drinking, apparently, at times. But mostly excellence. And that's my brainstorm.
Fantastic. Well, we are on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast, and you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.